You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. A lot going on. President Trump is calling for a deal on the war in Gaza, with signs of progress starting to emerge.
Make the deal in Gaza, get the hostages back. President Trump writing on his social media early Sunday. This comes as Israeli hostage families continue to rally for an end to the war with Hamas. Ruby Hen is the father of American-Israeli hostage Itai Hen.
It is time for us to pause and adopt President Trump's policy of peace.
Israel says plans are being made for Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel to Washington in the coming weeks, a sign there may be movement on a new deal. His top cabinet minister, Ron Dermer, was set to travel to D.C. this week for talks on a ceasefire. Trump raised expectations Friday for a deal, saying there could be a ceasefire agreement within the next week. I'm Julie Walker.
All right. The margin is razor thin as the Senate debate continues on the president's big, not so beautiful bill. And one Republican is very clear that he's voting no, and others may follow.
In what's called a votorama, numerous amendments are now before the Senate as senators continue to debate President Donald Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. With Democrats united against the bill, along with some Republicans, voting is expected to run well into the evening. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is against the Medicaid health care cuts.
When you rush a bill and you don't think through the implementation, you don't get it right. And so I hope that my colleagues recognize it's half-baked.
President Trump wants the bill passed by the 4th of July. The House has been called back to session for votes as soon as Wednesday, if the Senate can get the legislation passed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You know, I really feel sorry for any Republican who feels intimidated by Donald Trump. I feel sorry for any Republican who feels like they can't vote their conscience. They can't vote based on what they think is best for their constituents. Like you and me, like the people back home. They can't vote for what they think is best for us, that they only vote for what the president wants. And I know that, you know, the president used one of his catchphrases on Fox News over the weekend. He said, there are going to be tax cuts like nobody has ever seen. You know, notice how many times he drops that in? Like nobody has ever seen. This is going to be a bombing like nobody has ever seen. My hair is something that nobody has ever seen. You know, these tax cuts are going to be something that nobody has ever seen. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says that President Trump's bill pays for tax breaks for the wealthy with cuts to Medicaid and nutrition programs.
Donald Trump likes to call the bill that Republicans are trying to rush through this Senate, the big, beautiful bill. Well, it's big, all right. It took the Senate clerk nearly 16 hours to speed read through it. But it is only beautiful if you're a billionaire or otherwise very wealthy in America. For everybody else, this is a big, ugly betrayal of a bill.
Senate's Majority Leader John Thune says the big, not-so-beautiful bill extends tax relief to the middle-class families of America and brings needed reform to Medicaid.
It addresses military modernization. It addresses securing our border. It addresses restoring energy dominance. It extends tax relief for the American people so they can avoid a $4 trillion tax increase at the end of the year. And yes, it includes some savings associated with reforms that are made in a way that targets assistance from federal programs to where it was intended to go.
So who do you believe? I mean, you and I have learned that these politicians in D.C., they don't even read stuff. They vote on stuff before they read it. And hardcore Trump supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene admitted that. She voted for something recently that she never read. In fact, I think it was the Big Beautiful Bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans should heed the misgivings of Senator Tom Tillis concerning the big, not-so-beautiful bill.
It's a piece of legislation that Tillis can't sell back home, and you won't be able to either, my Republican colleagues. How can any senator go home and tell their constituents, I'm sorry, I took away your health care because I wanted to give tax breaks to billionaires?
And in an interview on Fox News Sunday morning, President Trump says that he's not planning to extend the 90-day pause on tariffs on most nations.
We'll look at how a country treats us. Are they good? Are they not so good? Some countries, we don't care. We'll just send a high number out. But we're going to be sending letters out starting pretty soon. No, we don't have to meet. We understand. We have all the numbers. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to send and we'll say, congratulations, we're allowing you to shop in the United States of America. You're going to pay a 25% tariff or a 35% or 50% or 10%.
I guarantee you this did not work the way Donald Trump wanted it to work. He thought that all of these nations were going to come bowing down, begging him to make a deal. These nations stood up to the president. And they're not doing that. And he's got to be personally and politically hurt by this. The president also said that his administration is working on a program so migrant workers in certain sectors of the economy don't get rounded up and don't get deported.
It's a problem. You know, I'm on both sides of the thing. I'm the strongest immigration guy that there's ever been. But I'm also the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been. And that includes also hotels and, you know, places where people work, a certain group of people work. So we're working on it right now. We're going to work it so that some kind of a temporary pass where people pay taxes, where the farmer can have a little control.
So when he was running, did he not know that a lot of illegals worked for hotels and worked in agriculture? Did he not know that? Is that why he promised to deport everybody who was here illegally? But now he's changed his mind again. This is the third time he's changed his mind on this. So is he going to change his mind again? I mean, we don't know. I'm all for these people staying here and doing this. But if you're president of the United States, did you not know that they were in the hotel and agricultural industry to the point where they can't be deported? And if you don't deport some illegals, but you deport others, isn't that kind of hypocritical and pointless? Jury deliberations underway now in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial.
The jury deciding the fate of Sean Diddy Combs began deliberations Monday on charges including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. On his way into court, Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo, was asked how the hip-hop mogul is doing.
We're all good. We're all good. Thanks so much, guys.
As for a verdict, Diddy's legal team was not commenting.
Did we get a verdict today?
Thank you. Good morning.
When do you expect the verdict?
Thank you. Good morning.
The jury of eight men and four women got more than 2 hours of instruction from the judge. They have 7 weeks of sometimes graphic and emotional testimony to go through. Two of Combs' ex-girlfriends testified. He forced them into long, drug-fueled sexual encounters with male escorts that he directed and filmed. The charges, which Combs denies, could land him in prison for life. Julie Walker, New York.
All right, that's it for Scoots News Briefs. Look, I wonder if some of the jurors, I wonder if maybe they want to see some of those hot sex scenes again, you know, while they're you know, hanging out there, decide, see them one more time before they leave. I think there's going to be a relatively quick decision, but, you know, who knows?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.